Bless each of you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're so grateful to be on with you tonight. So glad that you are tuned in tonight through our conference call as well as our Zoom platform. We are grateful to the Lord for all his goodness toward us and his mercy toward us. The Lord is showing us such great favor, and we are so honored to be blessed and to be chosen by the Lord. To have his hand upon our lives is such a tremendous honor and blessing. I cannot tell you enough how tremendously impacted we have been in the services of the Lord. Each week, the Lord has been really visiting us as we have been in this faith series. I don't know about the rest of the congregation, but I can really feel and sense a new charge and a newfound determination in the place of my own faith. And that is why these Monday nights have been dedicated to imparting into your spirit as it pertains to the guarding and the protecting of your faith. Here is a truth. There is a truth that is on the floor tonight that we will have to embrace where it pertains. Us. And this truth is this: we have been known to be careless with our faith. Are you willing to admit that tonight? Are you willing to admit that you have been careless at a time as it pertains to your status in faith? That you have just kind of let things linger, let things fester, and left things unattended to and uncared for. Well, I want you to know that this happens in our humanity. In our humanity, we sometimes become very negligent and we do not pay much attention to our faith. Of course, we don't want anyone to say how deep we are, you know. So we try to conform and we try to fit in and we try to settle in. But I want to tell you, as it pertains to your faith, there are certain times and certain seasons that are more sensitive than others. There are times you're really going to have to lock in and pay more attention and be much more sensitive to the status of your faith and to the placement and to what it is that you're experiencing and what it is that you are feeling and what it is that you are accepting and what it is that you are entertaining. Because one wrong word, one wrong piece of advice, one wrong criticism, one wrong pessimistic statement can really unnerve and really uproot your settling into your faith season. And you're going to really have to become more sensitive as it pertains to your faith. If you're going through a healing journey, if you're going through a journey where you are trying to repair some areas of your life, if you're going through a time where you're really trying to, collect and gather yourself and put things in its proper place and align things in its proper perspective, whether it be mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, relationally, occupationally. I mean, there are so many areas that you may be trying to fix and settle or even resurrect or redirect. And if you're going through a season like that in your life, you're going to have to be a little bit more sensitive. And I don't want to even say a little bit to minimize it. For many of us, we're going to have to become a lot more sensitive, a lot more sensitive to what it is we watch, what it is we listen to, what it is we entertain, what it is that we allow to have access to us, because it would serve the enemy no greater pleasure than to see us uprooted, dislodged, and disconnected from our place of faith. Faith is that sure foundation during unstable times. Faith is that calm in the midst of chaotic moments and seasons. Faith is the wisdom. Faith is the direction. Faith is the solidarity in the time of uncertainty and even in the time of insecurity. You got to protect the move of God in your life. You cannot just let the move of God go unattended. Any little thing can break out to try to defame, to discredit, and to disengage, to disenfranchise you from the move of God that has taken place in your life. I often tell people, if you've ever been in the services of the Lord with us, and I mean these last couple of Sundays have really been very intense in our local church, and I always say when I'm sending them out the door, let's not do too much talking after this. Let's not do too much talking after this, because that's when the enemy takes his, I'm telling you, he takes his best shot during those moments. You could come right out of a move of God and get into some frivolous conversation that will literally uproot and dislodge you from the place of that spiritual settling and that spiritual understanding and that spiritual alignment and that refreshing and refinement that you just experienced. That's what the enemy wants to do, to discredit and devalue the move of God in your life. Protect the move of God. Protect your faith. Protect your resolve. Protect your improvement. Protect your growth. Protect your maturation. Protect yourself and be more conscious and be more sensitive. Sometimes we go right home and we get right into the same types of conversations or the same types of exchanges. And I'm telling you, we completely find ourselves so down. And how can we go through a move of God and get in the presence of the Lord and then come out of there and be so down thereafter? Because we became careless. We became careless. And the Bible tells us in the book of Jude, and I want us to look at that tonight because it's very important as to how we are really supposed to protect our placement. The book of Jude only has one particular chapter. But look what the scripture says. The scripture says at verse number 3, he said, "Beloved, while eagerly preparing to write you about the salvation we share, I find it necessary to write and appeal to you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints." You know what the writer is saying? Protect the faith. Protect it. Just because you have it does not mean it's not under attack. You can have faith. You can have the move of God. You can have the access to the presence of God. And you think that because God is the refuge and because God is the fortress, that you won't come under attack? The scripture says that the kingdom suffereth violence. Are you listening to me? The kingdom of God suffereth violence. We're under attack constantly. The kingdom suffereth violence. And you know what it said? The violent take by force. When it says that the violent take by force, you know it's not talking about you, right? You do know that it's not talking about you. And you know, the misinterpretation of scripture has been a pet peeve of mine for so many years because I can't stand it when people try to flip it and say, "Oh, but the violent take by force." There's no but the violent take by force. It says the kingdom suffereth violence. The violent rather take by force. That's in addition to. If the kingdom is suffering violence, the one that's coming at you violently is the violent. And they're taking by force. They're not coming playing around with you. They're not coming to negotiate. That's why Nehemiah didn't bother to come down off that wall to talk to Tobias, Sanballat, and Geshem. He didn't bother to come down because I know y'all don't want to talk. You want to violently assault. You want to violently put me in a place of setback. You want to steal, kill, and destroy. So I'm staying on the wall. I'm not even going to engage you. I'm not even putting you guys in this space to engage you. I'm not even giving you that kind of access to me. He says, "I'm about a great work and I cannot come down." And I'm telling you, every time you're moving in faith, and that's what we talked about yesterday in our service, and I'll be teaching more of it on Wednesday night in our portal. But every time we're moving in faith, here comes the enemy trying to stop the movement or to set us back. That's all the enemy wants to do. That is the motive, that is the premise behind every assault, every attack you've had to endure this year. It has been to set you back. The enemy hates your movements in the faith. The kingdom suffereth violence, and the violent, not but the violent, and the violent take by force. The enemy ain't playing with none of us. Cannot stand that you have faith. Cannot stand that you're enduring personal growth, that no matter what it is that you have gone through, you have found optimism and you have found the brighter side and you have found tranquility and serenity despite all of the things that you have endured. The enemy hates that. And so he wants to bring chaos to disrupt that. You got to contend for the faith. And this is why he says, contend for the faith. You got to contend for the faith. Because at verse number four, it says, certain intruders have stolen in among you. People who long ago were designated for this condemnation as ungodly, who pervert the grace of our God into licentiousness and deny our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ. Are you with me? Are you listening to these words? These folk are on assignment. I'm telling you, chaos dwellers are on assignment. They are designated. They are assigned to disrupt. They are assigned to cause dissension and to sow discord. They are assigned to it. That's why every time you see them, they got mess attached to them, always carrying some gossip, always carrying some slander, always know they always know about somebody else's business and what's going on in somebody else's life. Meanwhile, their lives are chaotic and their lives are in a disarray, but they master in knowing everything that's going on with everybody else. And we just give these folks space to come in and they gaslight us and get us all riled up, and before we know, we are uprooted from the move of God. I wish I had somebody to know what I'm talking about tonight. Are y'all listening to me on that conference line? Zoomers, are y'all hearing me tonight? Do you see how this thing begins to work? Do you see how this thing begins to work against us? Do you see how this thing really starts to strategically be placed in our lives to try to really shift us and mess us up? And to get us off kilter and off of our balance. Do you see how that works? But I come to stand you upright to tell you, you got to be guarded. And if they call you deep, so be it. If they call, say you're doing too much, it don't take all of that. Say whatever you want. I got to guard my faith. I've come too far to be turned all around. I'm on my way somewhere. I can't afford to wander. Because of this disruption. This is a distraction, and I refuse to be distracted. Guard your faith. Whatever victory you are obtaining, you deserve that victory. Don't let nobody see that victory and strategically nestle up underneath you, trying to disrupt your victory. There are people who will come and intentionally cause chaos because they're jealous of your progress. You better guard your faith. You better guard your faith. You better guard your faith. There are folk who literally cannot stand to see you in the winner's circle. They can't stand it. They can't stand to see you highlighted. They can't stand to see you featured. They can't stand to see you moving. They can't stand to see you promoted. They can't stand to see you evolving. They always got to find something to say to discredit and to devalue your evolution. But the devil is a liar. Everybody that's talking does not have any idea of how long you have suffered to get to the place where you are right now. You do not have time to be set back. You better come on and let's go higher. I told you about miserable people some time ago. Miserable people want to keep you miserable. Want to keep you in sadness, want to keep you buried beneath mess. But I want to share with you that this is your day to emerge, and this is your day to evolve, and this is your day to come out of this cocoon. This is your, you have sown enough for the harvest you're about to walk into, and you would be a fool. Please, I pray that I'm not offending you, but you would be a fool to allow anybody to set you back at this point. As hard as you fought, as much as you have cried, as long as you have suffered, you're going to get all of this way and let somebody set you back. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. I don't know what it is. Praise the name of the Lord that you have had come up against you in this season, but I want to share with you, you better keep on recovering. You better keep on, watch this, you better keep on fighting for your faith. You better keep on fighting for your faith. Keep your faith strong until you're able to stand on your two feet. You better resume your refreshing. You better resume. I was going through some things just this year, and as I was going through those things, and I began to realize this is nothing but the enemy wants me to stay stuck. The enemy wants me to regress, to go backward. The enemy does not, he hates the progress. And I knew I was in the clear when I heard the Lord say to me, he said, resume the growth. Resume. You know what that means? That means continue. Continue. Yeah, you got knocked down. Yeah, you got hit. Yeah, you got impacted, but resume. And that is your word tonight. Your word is resume, continue, keep going. Don't quit. Don't give up. Hold on. Who is God talking to tonight on this line? Who is God speaking with tonight on this line? And I'm telling you, between our Zoom platform and our conference line, we are at 100 saints. I want you to know this is the hour to resume. Resume. Continue, keep going, keep working, keep walking, stay steady, steady yourself. Mistakes do not eliminate you, missteps do not disqualify you. Resume. Resume. I used to love it when we were taking those tests back in grade school. I used to love the tests where we had those Scantron sheets. I don't know if many of you remember the Scantron sheets. I know many of you are, amen, removed from school for some years now. Praise the Lord. But we had those important tests. They would give us the Scantron sheets and on one side and on the other side. And depending upon how many questions you had to answer, you had the A, B, C, and D, and you had to color it in. Praise the Lord. And they told you to bring your number two pencil because just in case you circled in the wrong answer and then it clicked in your mind that that was the wrong answer, you could just use the eraser. Glory to God and correct your answer. And that's the wonderful thing that God has allowed us to do. Repentance allows us the opportunity to erase the wrong answer and put the right answer in. And that's what you're to do, sisters and brothers. Whatever wrong answers you've gotten in your life, erase the answer through repentance and then circle in the right answer. Pencil it in, resume. And they used to tell us, don't get stuck. Don't get stuck at one question. Don't get stuck. Whatever you do, don't allow your mind. And this is what they taught us. They said, don't allow your mind to overthink and get stuck at one question that you think you have wrong. They said, remember, you got a long test in front of you. You got a long way to go. This is a marathon, ladies and gentlemen. We got a long test in front of us. We can't afford to get stuck here. Fight for your faith. Guard it. Nehemiah was not playing. Nehemiah was not playing. Nehemiah said, I refuse to come down. I've prayed for this moment. I've waited for this moment. I'm not coming down. And here the book of Jude is telling us to contend Fight, guard your faith, because there are people who are sneaking in. They're coming in slick. They're coming in dressed as a friend, but they're really a foe. And that's why we need that discernment in this hour, so that we can uncover who's really a foe. While they're pretending to be friends, we can't be filled with naivety. We cannot be so green and gullible. When you're gullible, it leaves you vulnerable. The Bible told us to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. We got to be watchful. Scripture said sober-minded and vigilant. The word vigilant is not, thank God, the same as vigilante, where you are, just taking justice into your own hands. That's not what vigilant is. Vigilance is an awareness. It's an acute awareness, an acute awareness. All right? It is somebody who is constantly alert. You're paying attention. You're focused. You're aware of your surroundings. You know who labors among you. Scripture told us to know them. Know them that labor among you. Know who's who. That's what made Jesus so magnificent. He said, "I chose 12 of you, and one of you is a devil." And I was able to choose the devil. I chose the devil to be amongst me because I know what I needed him to do in the moment he needed to do it. That's what makes it so brilliant. Because I'm aware, I know who you are, I know, and I gotta guard my faith. I gotta protect it. We got work to do, sisters and brothers. We've got a ways to go. We've got mountains to climb. We have battles to win. There is something major getting ready to break forth in your life, something tremendous that God is bringing into your space and into your sphere, and you don't have time to leave your faith unprotected. Guard it. Don't let the enemy creep in. He said, "They're coming in and they're coming in unaware. But don't you worry about it," he said. "Don't you worry about it. You fight for this, you stay sober-minded, you stay vigilant. They're assigned to condemnation. They're assigned to ungodliness, but don't you worry about it. No matter how much they try to twist it and turn it, no matter how much they try to do, you remain focused. You remain focused. You remain stable. Continue. Resume. Resume, and the Lord will be with you. Continue, and the Lord will shield you. Stay in the faith." I want you to declare that with me. I'm going to stay in the faith. Come on, I want you to declare that right now. I'm going to stay in the faith. I'm going to stay in the faith. I won't let go of my faith. I won't let go of my faith. I'm going to stay in the faith. I want you to stay in. Stay in and don't let go of it. Stay in and don't turn it loose. Stay in and guard it. Guard your faith. I'm going to stay in the faith. I love it. I see them typing it there on Zoom. I pray that you're saying it on the conference line. We're getting ready to pray for each of you tonight. We're getting ready to go before the Lord. And I want you to know that God is up to something and God is blessing us. I'm so glad that you are on the call with us tonight. I'm so glad that you are ready, amen, to pray with us tonight. I am excited. I am so excited about what God is doing in, through, and for you. I want to share with you a praise report that we have received, amen, from Jaquia Ebron. She's actually one of the missionaries in our local church. She says this as a praise report. She says, "2 weeks ago on Thursday, during Nixon Nuggets, Bishop, you openly and prophetically declared that the time is now to go back to school. That word was pure confirmation because just that Monday, 3 days before Nixon Nuggets, I had already completed my FAFSA to re-enroll in school. So soon after, I met with my academic advisor who offered me the opportunity to join the accelerated program, a fast-paced path to finish my degree. But last week, when I spoke to my financial advisor, I was told that my financial aid was flagged because I owed $40,000. I was advised to either speak with my leader or pay out for of or pay out of pocket, which would have been $3,000 to $5,000 per class. Oh, but God, she says. She says, after receiving the teachings in the portal last week and yesterday's word, my faith was stirred. This afternoon, I called my leader and my balance is $0. Ain't nobody God but God, she says. More faith, more favor. Thank you, Bishop. Well, I'm excited for you. Amen, missionary Chikwea. And I know that this is just the beginning and you have seen nothing yet. God is faithful to his promise. And remember this, God is faithful to faith. Yes, I want you to remember that always. God is faithful to faith. And wherever faith is, God cannot ignore it. Remember that we are praying for you, Benjamin Payton, Tamika Van Zandt, Carolyn Comrie, Nyasha Cooper, Latoya Nugent, Arletha Bullard Amparado, Michelle Tarua, Denise Bryant Brooks, Johnny Stafford, Jennifer Denton, Shanika Muniz, Shalisa Watson, Barbara Hairston, Rosalinda Archbold, Deborah Johnson, Redonia Johnson, Janet Durbin, Elaine Witherspoon, Celeste Johnson, Jaquia Ebron, Verna Simmons, Justin Mack, Derek Dominic, Patsy Rizzo, Ruth Aileen, Evangelist Kimberly Tate, Lorraine Williams, and Iris McConnell. We are praying for each of you. And I want you to know that prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. Stay in the faith and continue to guard your faith. God has not forgotten you. Let's pray together tonight. Most gracious and holy God, our Father, the everlasting one, the creator and the giver of light and life, you are worthy to be praised. We honor you. We adore you. We lift your name. We worship you. Oh, God, we give you great adoration and glory. Our spirit leaps at the opportunity to give your name praise. We take great joy and great pride at the privilege of paying honor and obeisance to your holy name. There is no other name that can stand in comparison to yours. You are God. You are our God, our Father. And we thank you tonight for being just that, even in the moment. And in the hours when we did not deserve it, even in the hours and in the moments where we were careless with our faith, and even in the time when we turned away from our faith, Father, you have been faithful to us the entire time. Spirit of the living God, we pray tonight. We pray for an anointing to permeate, an anointing to saturate. We pray for an anointing to come over us and to come upon us, an anointing that will open up our spiritual eyes. We thank you, God, that we will be able to see as you sharpen our discernment. Give us keen discernment in this hour. Help us to see as the eagles are able to see. Help us to see prophetically as we can see through things. Allow us to know when the deceiver is present and how the deceiver, glory to God, has come to uproot us and come to dislodge us and come to disengage us and come to disenfranchise us. Father, help us to have that discernment so that we do not fall prey or fall privy to the tactics and the workings and the maneuverings of Satan, our adversary. Father, we are praying that in this hour you would arise, and as you arise, your enemies would be scattered. Scatter every last one of your enemies, for your enemies are ours. And we thank you that every dark force, we thank you that every evil work, every wicked behavior, we thank you that every vile and diabolical language and verbiage is being uprooted and cast down. You are able to cast down, Father, and then you have given us the authority to cast down every thought and every imagination and even the things that exalt themselves against your knowledge. Father, give us what we need in this hour, the tool the tools. We need the tools that are required to stand. And having done all to stand, help us to stand. We want to stand, therefore, being guarded and girded. We want to stand, therefore, being covered. We want to stand, therefore, being weaponized as a soldier in the army of the Lord. Help us, oh God, that as we begin to speak, we begin to speak with the language of angels. Help us, oh God, that as we begin to acknowledge, we begin to acknowledge the things that you have said and the things that you have spoken. Heal us tonight, God, from every hurt, every injury. Heal us, Father. Heal us from every place where we have been, oh God, disappointed and even discouraged. Father, heal us. Heal us from the traumas of the past that have turned around to make us so recluse and so angry and so aggressive, so hostile and so bitter. Father, put a sweetness down in our spirit. Help us, oh God, to speak with sweet words. You said in the word that bitter and sweet can't come out of the same fountain. Father, uproot that bitterness out of us and help us to speak. Help our words to be polished and poised. Help us to be in the right place, saying the right things. Father, help us to be on guard. We want to be on guard in this hour, guarding our faith, guarding our belief system. Father, we stand on your word. We stand on every promise you have given to us. And Father, even in the moments where it becomes so difficult and so challenging and so hard to stand, Father, we know that you are able to give us everything that we need to stand and to stand firm. We thank you, God. We thank you that all instability is now being stabilized. Every place that was shaky, every place that was uncertain, every place that was unsure, give us stability in the name of the Lord Jesus. The enemy would love to have us all over the place, wandering aimlessly, but you are the God of stability. Bring us stability in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to prioritize and compartmentalize. Help us to make the main thing. Help us to not be distracted by that which is trivial and that, oh God, which does not concern us and does not concern the faith. We need your aid in this hour. Assist us, undergird us with your strength in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we pray tonight, we pray, God, that our faith remain unshaken and our faith remain even unshakable. I thank you that our faith has no wavering in it. It is an unwavering faith, a faith that is sound, a faith that is stable, a faith that is sure, a faith that is absolute, a faith that cannot be uprooted. We can't be separated from it. Father, thank you for faith. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Help us to have it. Help us to have it. And not just to have it on any level, but help our faith levels to increase. We need an increase of faith. We want to go higher in our belief. We want to go higher in what we trust. We want to go higher in what we stand on. Lift us up in our faith in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we trust you in this hour, God. We trust that even as we go forward, we trust that even as we launch forward, as we plunge and lunge forward, we thank you that you're with us every step of the way. We thank you that you're guiding our footsteps and you're bringing us into a place of salvation, a place of deliverance, a place of freedom and liberty. Thank you for a fresh anointing, the anointing that destroys the yoke, the anointing that destroys the yoke, the anointing that destroys the yoke. Everything that has been around us that has been heavy, that has weighed us down, we thank you for an anointing tonight. Now, Father, rest upon your people. Rest upon your people so heavily that we can't shake it. Father, rest upon us so heavily that we can't even try to get out of it or get from up underneath it. We need the kabod tonight. Mandala babuho shaba. Put the weight of your glory upon your saints tonight. Make every believer to know that you're right there. You're with us. And I thank you now. I thank you for new strength and new joy that we're not being finished. fanatical, that we're not going overboard, but you are giving us such a sharpness, such a keenness. You are giving us, oh God, such a sturdiness. And we love it here. We love it in this place. We love being saved. We loved being redeemed. We love being your children. We love being worshipers and praisers. We love it. And Father, we don't plan to move from it. Continue to, oh my God, continue to build up. Us, continue to build us. This is my prayer tonight. My prayer for this, not only my partnership, my prayer for my church, my congregation, my prayer for myself, my prayer for my family, for my children. I pray this stability in the faith. I pray that we not be moved from the faith. I pray this prayer. I say thank you tonight. I give you glory tonight. I give you honor and I give you praise. In Jesus' name, we say thank God, and we say amen. Will we praise the Lord tonight? Come on, partners, let's praise the Lord. Members, let's praise the Lord. Family, let's praise the Lord. Friends, let's praise. Let's give God the glory now. Let's honor him. Let's worship him. Let's bless his name. He's so worthy. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. I am Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So worthy. So worthy. So worthy. So worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. We give you glory, Lord. We give you glory. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, for your mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord. You are God everlasting. You are God eternal. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you for your goodness toward us. Thank you. Thank you for your restorative power. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the refreshing. Thank you for the renewal. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We say thank God and we say amen. Hallelujah. 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 I'm telling you, saints, there is nothing like being in the presence of the Lord. There's nothing like prayer. And I'm so excited to be able to share these moments of prayer with you. You are an amazing group of people to partner with in the area of prayer. And it is my joy to share an impartation with you each week that helps to build you and helps to build your faith. Thank God for the faith. Let's stand in the faith, but let's also guard the faith. Don't let chaos dwellers, my God, disrupt your belief. Don't let them disrupt your faith. Stay in the faith. God is up to something. It's going to be amazing. It's already been amazing, but it's going to get even more amazing. I assure you, and I promise you. I thank God for you. I want to also invite those of you who are listening, maybe perhaps for the first time, or you've been reoccurring, but you don't know the Lord in the pardon of your sin. I want you to know that it is imperative for you to get into the family of God. I want you to know listen, it is dire. It is dire. It is so important that you know the Lord for yourself. And so I want to offer to you an opportunity to get to know the Lord. And then not only that, but I want to give you some information. I want to give you some information that's going to help you walk this path. Would you repeat these words after me? Lord Jesus, I thank you for your saving power. Thank you for your forgiving power. Thank you that you have washed my sins and you have tossed my sins in the sea of forgetfulness. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for rising 3 days later. Thank you for attending to my every need. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And I confess out of my mouth that by your grace, I am saved. Praise God. I want to welcome you into the family of God. If you repeated that prayer with me, I want you to do me a favor. Text the word salvation to this number, 646-640-8967. Again, text the word salvation to 646-640-8967. Let me get some information to you that's going to help to guide you as you are beginning your journey in the kingdom of God. We want to be able to aid you. And so I want you to follow those prompts, and they're going to help you there get situated, get established, and get set up. And then you're going to need to find a place, a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching, Bible-teaching church. Now, I don't want to be biased or offensive to any other ministry that may be represented here, but I know one church for one that believes in teaching and preaching the Bible, a Holy Ghost-filled church that will help you grow and evolve. And that is the Inner City Church of New York. And you can find us at dariusnixon.com, and all information you need will be right there if you are so interested. Well, I'm so glad you all joined me tonight, and I am praying for an amazing week for each of us. But regardless to what happens this week, make sure you guard your faith. Until next time, blessings and good night.